Hello friends, and welcome to another episode of Sexual Abuse and Molestation, coming to your life and your favorite Moral Valley Talk. My name is Hope, and by the way, you can call me Moral Queen Hope, and what you call me, your girlfriend, the Moral Valley Talk. I love it. Yeah, you're welcome. Today you're going to be listening to us. Today's topic, and I'm very excited and emotional also about the topic, sexual abuse and molestation. And we're going to be seeing different views, all right, of sexual abuse and molestation. Yes, according to Wikipedia, we have sexual abuse as also referred to as molestation. That is for the adult, all right? It's abusive sexual behavior by one person upon another. It is often perpetrated using force or by taking advantage of another. When force is immediate, of short duration or infrequent, it is called sexual assault. The offender is referred to as a sexual abuser or molester. The term also covers any behavior by an adult or other adolescent towards a child to stimulate any of the involved sexually. Use of a child or other individuals younger than the age of consent for sexual stimulation is referred to as child abuse or statutory rape. Live streaming sexual abuse involves trafficking in coerced sexual acts and or rape in real time on webcam. Believe survivors when they share their story or perhaps their stories. That sounds very simple, but it's really, really very traumatic when you have encountered a victim. But too often, victims might defend their outfit, behaviors, and even the amount of time they took to come forward if they decide to share their traumatic experiences at all, because it's not easy for them to share such. What we often don't do, which we should do, is to hold the abuser accountable for their actions. Yes, because sexual abuse, it is an offense and a crime. Sexual abuse also is an unwanted sexual activity with purpose of using force, making sure or taking advantage of the victim not being able to give consent. Most victims and perpetrators know each other. Yes, most times. Immediate reactions to sexual abuse include shock, fear or disbelief. Long-term symptoms include anxiety, fear, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Fear. We also have why efforts to treat sex abuse remain unpromising, because it is psychological and it needs psychological interventions for survivors, especially group therapy appears effective. Yes, because such persons, victims, need care, counseling from a psychological therapist, and encouragement to move on and leave behind the past emotional hurts to avoid emotional imbalance and insecurity. If not, in most cases, the victim, they lose their lives. Yes, thank you so much for being with us today's time, and we're going to be going on a short break, so stay back, relax. Okay, we'll be right back in a jiffy. Stay tuned. Wow, incredible, interesting, fabulous. This is exciting, interesting. Like I've said that before, I'm telling you now that this is educative. Okay, you can't afford to miss any of our episode. Love you. Hi friends, and welcome back. Yes, and as we were saying, that most times victims, right, of sexual abuse, to rape and molestation is, at times, they don't come out of it. At times, they lost their lives in the course of the trauma, because it's really traumatic. And most times, they can't take it. That is why the abuser really needs to be dealt with. Right? So sexual abuse also is a sexual behavior or a sexual act forced upon a woman, man, or child without their consent. Yes, we have always emphasized on women, but the truth remains that men are also abused sexually. Sexual abuse includes abuse of a woman, man, or child by a man, woman, or child. Sexual abuse is an act of violence which the attacker uses against someone they perceive as weaker than them. Have you seen it? As weaker than them. Yes, because that is why we always emphasize on women, because men always see women as weaker vessels, right? It does not come from an uncontrollable sex drive, but it's a crime committed deliberately with the intention that this person is really weaker, that we're stronger than them, and we can do anything just to hurt them, which is very, very unfair, and then also to humiliate the victim. Most victims of sexual violence are women, which is the more reason why we always emphasize on women, because they are mostly vulnerable to this artifact that replaces their resistance, even today in the 21st century, as inferior to men. That is why the feminist movement ends. That is more what we're talking about right now on this episode. Sexual violence is another means of oppressing women in patriarchal society. Yes, in as much as I am not a feminist, but I'm a moralist feminist, I believe men should help preserve the pride of a woman. When men do this, it shows they are now seeing women just as women as they are, and not treating them like a minor, inferior, or insignificant beings, or a piece of trash object. So, sexual abuse is a social phenomenon that exists in every society that accepts aggressive behavior and gender inequality. In countries like Israel, Nigeria is an exception, and thousands of women done to rape crisis soliciting for help after an attack. And statistics shows that 1 in 3 women will be sexually abused during their lifetime, which shouldn't be so. Know that you can say that someone abused you sexually when you always have fun with them, take money from them, and play with them romantically or in a sensitive way. When someone do any of the above mentioned, it is no longer called abuse when such art activities takes place. In the process, rather, it is called or interpreted as consent in effect, just as conjugal sexuality. We have to abstain from certain activities and avoid so many things to prevent sexual abuse or assault, molestation. But we shall be coming on this, and we shall be talking to you on how to stop sexual abuse, molestation. But here we are going to be talking to you on different types of sexual assault. Types of sexual assault. And we're talking about the first sexual assault, a term including all sexual offenses, any action or statement which is sexual nature, with sexual nature done and done without consent from the upward sides. We have rape, insertion of a bodily organ or an object into the sex organ of a woman without her consent. We also have the one we call sodomy, insertion of a bodily organ or an object into a person's anus or mouth without their consent. Yes, we also have attempted rape. I know you've been hearing about this, attempted help. This simply means attempted insertion of a bodily organ or an object into the sex organ of a woman without her consent. Then we have gang rape. Rape carried out by more than one attacker. This is very, very severe. And I'm telling you, God just help us. We also have serial rape. Repeated incidents of rape carried out by the same attacker over an extended period of time. Gosh, we have incest. I know we've been hearing about this. Sexual abuse or assault at the hands of a family member. At times, this diabolical, yes, of course, and at times, every desire. Cases of such hurt every day, and it has become rampant in the dark of the day. It is so, so appalling. Yes, father abusing a female child sexually, mother abusing a male child sexually, brother or sister, and so on. It is really a bleeding curses and heart bleeding too. This offense is punishable by law and should be reported to the abuser, and remember to report the abuser to the nearest police station or welfare department or agency close by. Now let's look at types of sexual harassment. Types of sexual harassment: extortion. When they add the person required to perform is of a sexual nature. You also have an indecent act, that is an act performed to cause humiliation, stimulation, or sexual satisfaction. You have repeated prepositions that are of a sexual nature addressed to a person who has previously demonstrated to the harasser that they are not interested in the said prepositions. We have repeated remarks relating to the person's sexuality when that person has already shown the harasser that they are not interested in said remark. We have degrading or humiliating remarks relating to a person's sex or sexuality, including their sexual orientation. We have publishing a picture, video, or recording of someone focusing on their sexuality for the purpose of humiliating or degrading the person without their consent. All these are very, very unfair. Propositions or remarks of a sexual nature when the harasser is aware that the target is not interested due to circumstances of exploiting a work relationship, dependency, and other services. We have sexual harassment in the workplace, and we all know about this. So we have to tell you how to deal with such situations when you have sexual harassment in the workplace. In every workplace that employs more than 10 workers, the employer by law is responsible for the prevention of sexual harassment. If there were incidents of sexual harassment in the workplace or maltreatment in connection to sexual harassment, you may return to your supervisor and submit a report, which will be handled through disciplinary action according to your workplace's policy regarding sexual harassment. Sexual harassment in the workplace always occurs. It could be coming from a superior officer to the subordinate because he will be using his position to intimidate them, or administrative cadre, they want to humiliate, molest, or sexually abuse the subordinate just to prove a point that they are superior. At times, it comes from the employer to the employee to prove a point that they are still the boss. You may instead, or in addition, file a report with the police or take civil action in labor court, or better still, resign if possible and in the private sector. Wow. Thank you so much for being with us to the end of our today's talk in the episode. If you have a question, you can email us at storieslightinfo@gmail.com or call us on 0808-070-3750. Yes, you can add it, +234-808-070-3750. Hope you got that. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Join us next time as we come up with a more interesting topic. Till next time, I am still Hope Mbadior, your girlfriend, the moral value talk, that your moral queen. I love you so much. Bye. Bye.